Just Jackie is fine.
Oh, you do the single name thing like Cher.
Who else goes by a single name? I don't even know. Whatever. All right.
Madonna, Sting.
Fuck Sting. Fuck Sting.
Ren, Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
I mean, that's okay. Ren and Stimpy, all right.
Fuck Sting. He's on my list.
On your list of what?
Oh boy.
For albums for this year.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Oh boy.
Really?
Save for the show. Save for the show.
This is how you want to start? Okay, all right.
Yeah. Hey, this is Jackie. I'm an art director from New York City, and this is my chapter of As the Story Grows.
What would you say you do here?
Have a good time all the time.
Who got it better than us?
Nobody!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man.
I want you to be realistic.
What do you love about music?
I am being realistic.
As the story grows.
You got this, Travis. Make them wait for it. Boom.
Welcome back to the next chapter of As the Story Grows. My name's Trav. Tonight we have, as you heard, Jackie, who's an art director from New York City. She is heavily involved with Metal Bandcamp Gift Club. I bet some of you are wearing her shirt right now as we speak. And I called in the big guns to end the year with here. I'm going to have my co-host, Mr. Seth Werkheiser. Let's give it up for Seth Werkheiser. Everybody knows Seth.
Yeah, Seth. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm the only one.
Guns.
I clapped.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. Cool.
It's a Skid Row reference, I hope, right?
What was the Skid Row reference?
Big guns.
Oh, God. Swing and a miss.
She was a ballerina on a subway train. Stiletto heels and a candy cane. Looked like a number on a station wall.
Bang, bang.
We're starting off right with going back to the hair metal.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, do you rock the hair metal? Be honest.
Oh my God, man. I don't know. There's a couple cheesy metal bands that I like, but there are not a lot.
I want to hear them. This is a place of transparency.
No. Ugh.
No, you started it by making fun of Sting, so I'm throwing down.
Sting is not hair metal.
I know, but go ahead. What are your hair bands?
I don't know.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is okay.
White Snake.
Right on.
Yeah.
Kix. Tesla.
I don't know. This is so not my area of metal.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
it's just going to get more uncomfortable as the evening goes on.
That's what I'm here for.
No.
All right. Well, Jackie, I'm glad I'm finally getting you on because Seth has been talking about you since he met you. And I feel like I feel like you two have a lot in common when it comes to like freelance, and you've gone as far as written a book about it, and I think a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but some people are kind of familiar with who you are because you're responsible for the Metal Bandcamp Gift Club logo on the t-shirt, which is rad, by the way. I remember you drew like a bunch of them, and there was like an insider vote, and I lost. But the one you did is still awesome. So
thank you.
Yeah, I liked them all, really. But I went with a there was one that had like you actually kind of did like this. It kind of looked like a very jagged, dangerous looking gift box. It had like all kinds of like sharp edges and stuff like that. I thought that looked badass. I thought that would make such a great shirt. And I got voted off the island. That's okay.
We should have done like a holiday version of the shirt and thrown that back in the mix. That would have been a good idea. Yeah.
So anyway, you've done a lot that I don't even know if people are familiar with or not. So why don't you give us a little bit of your backstory and just tell us about yourself?
Well, like I said, I'm an art director, which means I do graphic design and like all sorts of stuff like that. One of the things that I was really like pushing hard like earlier this year was the zine that I wrote for freelance artists and designers.
Okay.
Which is something that was a lot of fun to put together. And I really just wanted to put together something like physical that I made with my hands, but I've always wanted to also kind of like write down what I've learned over the past like couple of years doing design work and stuff and how to handle clients and all that kind of stuff that you don't learn in art school. So I was just like, I'm just gonna combine the two. I'm gonna write this thing and then I'm gonna print it and bind it into zines. So that's the last like big thing that I did this year.
Which zines?
Huh?
Which zines?
It's a zine called The Left Hand Path, okay. Adventures in the creative side of, in the business side of creative.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's a big subject that, it's easy to see the, inspirational side of like, oh, I love that handwriting or I love it. But like, man, when it comes time to like clients or following up on late invoices. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people don't really like, if you kind of are getting into business for yourself and you don't really like know that side of things, like it's easy to be taken advantage of. And that's honestly like what really spurred it is because I hate watching people I care about, you know, be taken advantage of and, you know, not getting paid and like shit like that. So, yeah.
I think it's cool because I know, I play some drums and I know a lot of musicians and everything, and people who don't play instruments or aren't in bands think that it's incredible that you can just sit down and write something and record something and actually make music and everything. And to those of us that do it, you just feel like, well, it's not a big deal. You just hit a button and do it. That on the flip side, it's as amazing to me that someone decides to sit down and write a book. That sounds to me who like, to myself, that I don't write at all. I can't draw. I'd screw up a stick man. You know what I mean? Like I was not given that gift. And for someone to sit down and design and draw and be able to write a book is just as crazy out there foreign as what I referenced before. So I'm kind of taken back by that because I don't know what inspires someone to just decide I'm gonna sit down and write a book about this. Like that's kind of a big deal.
Well, I mean, on the flip side, I have no idea how someone sits down in front of an instrument and just like comes up with a song. I don't get that. And I also don't get people who can sit down and do math. Fuck math. So
get down with math. Big time.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I was a strong
algebra. Come on.
I was a strong math student. And
see?
Admittedly, I don't think I practically apply more than 10% of what I learned. So
Yep. Same.
Cool. Very good. So tell us about the tie-in with Metal Bandcamp Gift Club. Where did that all come from? Because I think that's where I know you from.
That is just, I think I just got involved because Jeremiah and my Manny, I guess everyone knows him as Manny, were starting it, and it kind of got really big. Mm-hmm. And I forget where the idea to do t-shirts came from, but we were just like, fuck, let's do shirts. And I was like, I want to do a logo. Let me do a logo. And so I did like a logo, and we did some shirt designs and stuff, and it like came out pretty awesome. And I think all the shirt sales were to go to Rock Camp for Girls, I think was the charity that we were going to donate to. Yeah. So it was just like a really awesome cause, and I just wanted to definitely do something for it. So
Seth, what was that cause called?
Willie Mae Rock Camp for Girls.
Yes.
There it is. I can never remember the name.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it was in the newsletter and everything. Their newsletter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Super cool.
We helped.
Yeah.
There might be some one of those people who are sitting down to write that we can't quite wrap our heads around. Maybe we helped one of those young ladies get a guitar or something, you know?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, learn how to play the drums or just, you know, bang out some aggression. It's all very good.
Yeah.
I've been one of those. I went to one. It wasn't the same organization, but I went to a similar one in Philadelphia. And it was amazing watching like the variety of ages and stuff like that of just getting up there in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And playing a song from like the week before, never picking up an instrument. It was awesome. It was just like smiles everywhere and so much joy and fun. It's so cool.
Sweet.
So much joy and fun.
Very
Christmassy, Seth.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Tying it in.
So, what's your favorite color?
Seth of Skull Toaster, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's back this up a little bit further. Miss Jackie, how old are you? Mm-hmm.
That's a personal question.
What? Come on.
Yeah, Travis.
Come on.
You never ask a lady how old she is.
You're not supposed to ask a lady how old she is if you're trying to date her and everything. I've been married for 17 years. Mm. I don't give a shit anymore. So it's okay. It doesn't matter. We're all at the age that we are.
All right. We're all old.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm still 27.
Oh my god, you guys! I'm still 19. Holy shit!
No, you're not.
No, I'm 33.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to ballpark where you're at in the sliding scale of like when the music, what music was going on when you were a kid and that kind of thing. So,
oh man, totally new metal, man. Ugh. It was ugly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
I wish you were significantly older for that one one reason. I just you came up through the Disturbed and the stuff and
yeah.
Limp Bizkit and Static X.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey man, I really like Static X.
Oh, I hated Static X.
Yeah. They were one of the ones that rose to the top for me because there was a lot of bad shit. But for some reason they stuck. Yeah.
Not for me.
Did you get to see them? You ever get to see them play?
No. And Static X, didn't the dude die? So like our chances of seeing them are done.
Wayne died like tragically crazy early. He died in like mid 30s or something.
Yeah, he was super young.
And then his wife, I think, passed away just recently too.
Oh, shit.
No kidding?
Tara Patrick or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, this got dark. All right.
Wow, yeah, geez.
Yeah. Sorry. Womp womp.
My fault. I brought
Who wants a candy cane? Sorry.
And I had time to make that rocking horse. Let's see how many elf references we can drop in. So you came up through nu metal. What got it all started for you? Like what was the
I think just probably was grounded in like classic rock when I was younger. Like that's what my parents listened to in the car and stuff. Okay. And so I think that helped me develop like an affinity for like heavier stuff. Like I remember Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper being on, you know, our local classic rock radio station. And I loved that song so much.
Still and love then, that song.
Oh hell yeah. And so then I dated someone in high school who was like, hey, you should listen to Black Sabbath if you haven't listened to Black Sabbath. And also, you should really like Metallica because they're really good. And so that was like my gateway into metal. And like still to this day, like fucking like 17 years later, they are still two of my favorite bands.
Right, like, on.
Hands down.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Solid choices.
Yeah.
I think just in talking to some artists that have gotten into the Billboard charts and the iTunes downloads and everything lately, mm-hmm. In digging around looking at some numbers, they were like, Master of Puppets is still eighth. Like, that was like recently, iTunes, it was like the number eight iTunes download in the metal category. Master of Puppets is,
oh my god,
30 years old. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't,
that's amazing,
for 30 years. It's Metallica kind of just recently, within the past, I don't know, 5 years or something like that, put their stuff out there, but still, like, Master of Puppets is still commanding that much attention. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, definitely. It's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Someone's listened to it for the first time today.
That's crazy too. Yeah, I can't wrap
my head
around that.
Yeah.
Someone just heard Disposable Heroes for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I have that, I feel like that's like part of my bloodstream and my DNA.
Yeah.
Like,
I wish I could hear that for the first time again, man.
Yeah, remember? Remember what that was like?
Oh, yeah.
I traded.
I
know this isn't about me, but I have a funny story. And if I told this before, I'm sorry. But I worked at Dorney Park. I worked at an amusement park. And,
yes.
You know, like the kid job where you go and like hand out quarters or whatever. And I was really into Metallica, but I didn't have any copies of their stuff yet. I just had like, I had a dub cassette or something or whatever. And, this one guy was, we were changing in the locker room area, and he saw my Rocky and Bullwinkle boxer shorts.
Oh my god.
Stick with me. And
where's this going?
Dude, I dig those boxers. Where'd you get them? And I was like, I don't know. My mom bought them. I'm 15. My mom still buys my underwear. So he goes, do you want these Metallica cassettes? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he goes, dude, take those home and wash them. Give me that underwear. I will get you Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets on cassette. And I was like, deal. So I went home and I washed Rocky and Bullwinkle. And the next day I put on Fat Albert and I took Rocky and Bullwinkle and gave him to him, and he handed me Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets just on cassette, no jacket. Now, we all know that that's really no better than what I already had, right? You need the liner. So I was kind of like, dude, what's that? And he's like, I stole these from my brother, and I can't find, like, he had the cassettes in, like, some sort of a rack that didn't have the cases in it. And he's like, I can't find them. If I find them, I'll give them to you. I never got them. So I had Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets on cassette with no jackets because I traded a pair of Rocky and Bullwinkle underwear to a dude that I worked with. True story.
Okay. That is really weird.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it is. Barking a machine gun fire, there's nothing to me now. Sounding
of the clock that ticks, get used to it somehow. I'm not going to lie to anybody.
He just straight up wanted your underwear.
He was, like he was not looking at me for any other reason other than it must have caught his eye because I had like, not typical look, and he was just like, dude, those are like, it wasn't like, hey, how are you? It was just like, you know, like, dude, those are rad, where'd you get them? I don't know, like, if I would have told him where I got them,
where'd you get them? The store, they sell stuff in stores.
I know,
they sell underwear in stores.
Dude, he wanted used underwear, and
I know,
yeah, there's not.
So as he said, go home.
There's not underground underwear stores.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know.
You can go to any of them.
I'm not lying to
anyone. Yes, sir.
I even know the dude's
name. Any of them.
I even know the dude's name. I just don't want to say it in case he became like a mayor or something. I don't want to like, you know, ruin his name.
Well, if this got out, he wouldn't be mayor for long.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be all over the Huffington Post.
Oh, yep. Man, that's so weird.
True story. Right. Top that one. So where did what did you trade for your first?
So what's your... Jeez.
I don't think I even had cool underwear. I think I just had like underwear with the days of the week on it when I was 16. I don't know. And no one wanted that shit.
Did you wear them on the corresponding days, or was it just like whatever? Whatever's on.
No, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I just wore them whenever. Yeah.
Wow.
Every day was Saturday.
Right on.
Do you have any story of how you came onto like though Jackie like an album like through different means like this one almost similar to Travis with the underwear thing but maybe not that.
I mean,
not that strange.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any strange stories. I think my first the first like burnt CD that I ever got actually was from the same guy that I was dating. And he actually burned me a copy of the CD and then he made like a photocopy of the liner notes and like put them in the thing. So it was like as close to the real thing as possible, which I thought was really, I was like super into it. Like I was like really romantic. It was Silverchair, Frog Stomp.
Nice.
And I still like that album. It's still good.
Wow. Hell yes.
Yeah.
And there is no sink. The water out of the tap's very hard to drink.
Dude, it's still good. I definitely listened to it as recently as like a month ago.
I remember in the video.
Wow, I need to revisit that.
In the video,
yeah, you should.
In the video, there's some dude wearing a pig mask and he like goes down on a roll of
toppers or something. Oh my God, I remember that.
Remember?
Now. Holy shit.
I don't know how I remember
it.
I just remember being like, ew, gross. I bet that's terrible.
Oh, yep. Man, so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, how did that? Wow. Maybe the Rocky and Bullwinkle boxer shorts knocked that loose.
Mm-hmm.
So your first, like, when you first got started on this, your first stuff was burned CDs. That's already that's already telling.
Yeah. I mean, that, and I used to, like, record stuff off the radio onto tapes.
Yep.
In my, like, little... tape player thing in my room.
Yep.
Yeah, like, you know, you would like try to time it perfectly so you'd get it right when it ends, and like you wouldn't try to get the stupid like DJ like talking over the end or whatever,
or the stingers. Pew, pew, pew. Yeah.
Oh,
it always sucked because they never let the music in the beginning play without the DJ jammed every bit of information they could in there. They used to like do the call, you know, the call letters and all that stuff. They'd talk right up until Steven Tyler started singing Love in an Elevator or something.
I was thinking Love in an Elevator.
Right. So every song you had recorded to the cassette had some DJ talking right up until the vocals started.
Yeah.
I know. I remember.
I never taped anything off the radio like that.
Oh, really?
Never. I never did, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the technology. But I just didn't do it, yeah.
You wind up with, like, crazy mixtapes then because it went from, I would grab, like, an Aerosmith song I liked and a Def Leppard song I liked because it was, like, top rock stations or something like that. And then I had an opportunity to listen to like a metal show at night. So I'd grab the same tape and it would go from like Def Leppard Photograph to like Pantera because that was the cassette I grabbed. Ah, it's coming on. You know what I mean? So you'd wind up with like these batshit crazy mixtapes that like went all over the place, you know?
Yeah, but they were great. It's like your own mixtape that you made, and it's like all your favorite shit. So even with the DJs, it was still fun to listen to.
Right on, right on. Taking me back. This is fun. All right. Shall we get started on this 2016 stuff now?
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have my top 125 songs
in
alphabetical order ready to go. Yeah. Yep.
Great. This is where I sign out. See you later.
Yeah, me too, Jackie. We're just going to go have a drink, Seth. You can just
Starting with the A's.
These are my top releases from January. I don't want to do a top 10 because honestly, by the time you all listen to this, I'm sure you've already read 50. You can probably make a top 10 list of top 10 lists, and it's just gonna become this.
Wait, that's an idea.
Yeah, right. It's like the best playlist of playlists, or something horrible like that. What I wanted to do was kind of like we can kind of step through some of the stuff that we all know was good and that we all listened to and that we all like because it hit everybody's list or whatever. But I kind of wanted us to go out of our way to pick some stuff that we got into this year that maybe didn't hit a top 10 list, maybe something more obscure, maybe not metal, and kind of, hey, with all the top 10 lists, yeah, we all know Dillinger put out an album. We know, but like, but I listen to this weirdness too. Like, check.
Did they though?
They did. It's true. They did. Their last one, Moment of Silence.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So Jackie,
yeah,
you're the guest. Give us some like some stuff that you totally enjoyed this year that everybody else also mentioned, and then you can give us like one kind of weird left-handed curveball.
Okay. So I mean, I have to say, like, if I was doing a list, which I'm not, I don't think, but if I was doing it like a numbered list, number one would be Aransi Pazuzu because I guess I can't. No one can top them this year. I think they're so awesome and so weird and so like they just blend so many different types of music, but they do it really well in a way that like it makes something new. And
yeah, who you're even talking.
It's like this like,
and that's good. That's,
yeah. Everyone like a lot of like honestly they're on a lot of lists because they're really awesome. They're like a psychedelic black metal band from Finland.
Oh, cool. Right on.
And like I always say, and everyone who knows me knows how fucking obsessed with Finland I am, but there must be something in the water because everything they put out is amazing.
Why are you obsessed with Finland?
I don't know, because all the music that comes out is stellar. Like everything, like old stuff, new stuff, like different types of genres, just everything is fantastic. Yeah, I feel like it's also kind of overlooked in the music world.
Do you
world.
Feel the same way about Seattle?
Yeah, definitely not. Why?
Sorry. I was just doing the Scenester from 1991 thing. All the you know, the music and everything. I'll edit that out. That was a shitty joke.
Fuck grunge.
Whoa!
No. I like some of it, but honestly, the whole like rainy flannel thing, like you can take that.
Wow, I still have flannels from high school. Take it easy, lady who isn't 41, okay? Relax.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Who is this band again?
Aransi Pazuzu. It means orange demon in Finnish.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm writing that down.
Wow, I did not hear that one. But
orange demon, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, you guys should listen to it. It's like you feel like you're floating in weird space when you're listening to it. It's fantastic.
That sounds awesome, actually. Yeah, I never heard of it. That's the whole point of us doing these crazy lists is maybe...
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
What else do I got?
Aransi Kajagugu. I wrote it down.
So I also, there's this band called Sleepwalker. Just got featured on Cult Nation, actually. They got a really nice write-up. It's Aransi Pazuzu, it's a lot of different types of music all blended together, just kind of like weird psychedelic black, kind of like some jam in there. It's just like a really, really beautiful mix of stuff that's done like really, really well. They have a member from Japan and they also have a member from Russia. And like not much else is known about them, but they are just, they're so dark and evil, but amazing at the same time. And like, I can't stop listening to that album. They just put out a cassette actually that had two of their releases on it. I think the day that like it went up on Cult Nation, like the cassette sold out because it, everyone kind of like freaked out about it. I really, really recommend Sleepwalker. Oh, they're so good.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Another band that I really like that I think no one really knows about is this band called Noir Noir. They are from Spain, and they're kind of like weird, noisy, dark electronic stuff.
Okay.
And they kind of sound like, I don't know if anyone there or anyone listening knows Ride for Revenge, but I feel like it's like a like just really, really dark, evil stuff, but it's got like a synth element to it that makes it really cool. So.
You've succeeded in listing three.
Wow. Yeah.
That's fine. That's what that's the whole point of doing this. I'm writing it down now. Hold on.
Oh. So where does the new Metallica rank?
That's it. You want me to talk for 10 minutes? You, it's a whole can of worms. I do not like it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's about as simply as I can put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in this weird position of like, I'm glad they're not dead. I'm glad they're still out there. Sure. I'm glad they're all doing well. And congratulations. Keep going. I'm fine. I still have Master of Puppets. I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, here's another helping of food. No, I'm full. Thank you. I'm fine. I don't need
it. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's a weird one. So weird for a band to cover like so many years and like how old we were when we first heard it to like their ear now. And like how many 15-year-olds have listened to this new one? That's just like that's their And Justice for All.
Yeah. So.
Oh man.
It's strange
because I know.
Hearing young, very, very young people are like, this is like the new Metallica and it's comparable to your old Metallica. And I feel like some dudes I know in like their mid-50s are like, return to form, man. It's like, this could have been on Justice for All. And then everybody in between is going, meh. It's weird. It's got like this weird cyclical peak and valley, high, low, high thing going, depending on the age. You know what I mean? I don't know. Uh-huh. Not that I'm doing a lot of extensive research, just in the few people that, because when Metallica puts out an album, for some reason, it becomes like social water cooler talk. Yo, man, new Metallica, what do you think?
Yeah.
Not wild about it. But I'm only listening.
Hey, you like metal?
I've only listened to three songs, the three that they put out, their first releases or whatever, like the one they played on like Jimmy Fallon or whatever,
Flame
or whatever, and I just felt like, okay, like that wasn't terrible, but it didn't have to be 7 minutes long either. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know where I'm at with it. Seth, your turn.
Oh my goodness. I'd have to say it came out earlier this year. The self-titled Bloodiest. That was the one whose name I couldn't remember the other day when we were talking. I was like, what's the name of that band? Because I've reached that age where I have to come back and like look at my computer to remember what the hell I was listening to or talking about. But I really like that. It's really like it's one of those relaxing metal albums for me in that it's not, I don't know. Because sometimes you want to listen to metal, but you don't want all that just calm down. And that's what calm down. This is too much sugar for me right now. You know, and while I like that kind of stuff, you know, I just can't I can't have that all the time in my ears. So Bloodiest is I don't know how to describe it really. It's kind of atmospheric and dark, and I really like it. That's all.
That's it.
That's not all. I have others, but.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that. My elaborate description.
No, you're all. So far, the three she said, Jackie said, and then one you said. I never listened to any of it, so I have nothing to contribute.
Mm.
I'm being a terrible host.
Well, I mean that's.
I'm.
That's what this is all about. We're trying to stump one another and to win.
Yeah.
In our obscurity.
Did you hear the new Sleepwalk?
None.
Did you hear the new Bloodiest? Did you hear?
Did not care about
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Did you hear? Another one, and I listened to it when it first came out, and then it kind of fell off. But then it was, I think it was Jeremy Hunt on Twitter that like sparked my memory of this. But the new Helmsley,
okay,
Stillicide. Oh my god, I love them.
Now them I've heard of, and that I've heard.
Yeah,
and yes, it's great.
Oh, like, yeah, I just remember, like, well, that last album, I think it was 2013 or something, 14 or whatever like that. But, like, I just really, really like them. I like how, I mean, they remind me of a bit of, like an Intronaut, but, like, a darker and less, like, angular kind of band. Like, there's more, like, I don't know. It's just more relaxed. It's another relaxing, you know, kind of album to listen to. You know, it's not bashing you over your head all the time.
So. No, it's not Meshuga.
It's not. There's no Meshuga going on there. There's no. It's not anything that requires a degree in math, which Jackie, you know, yeah. I can, you know, go with that. You know, I like to just listen to my music without a protractor. So.
I like the protractor stuff, but I can't do it all the time. I mean, that's
yeah.
No.
All I used to listen to is tech metal all the time. Well, yeah. No, not all the time, because I also listen, like, I balanced it out with, like,
indie. Sure.
Like, I would listen to, like, I would listen to, like, Death. And then I would go listen to, like, Texas Is the Reason. Like, I would balance it back out. I was really, like, all over the map. But I really enjoy the mathy technical stuff and everything. And now I'm finding myself now, I hate to sound like I'm getting older, but I'm finding myself now where I just feel like I'm not as excited about the whole, like, look what I can do. I'm really more into songwriting. Like, you know, I had a guitarist friend tell me a long time ago, like, yeah, John Petrucci, the guitarist from Dream Theater, he can run scales at 250 BPM. But that's amazing. But Stevie Ray Vaughan can bend one note and make you cry. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Find a balance in between the two, and he's the perfect guitarist. And I feel like, yeah, they're out there, but for the most part, I feel like I'll take a killer song over a killer riff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm it's not into
a killer anymore. Part. A killer right. part. That's what I feel a lot of the tech stuff, which I love and adore, but so much of it is just like waiting for the part to come up.
Yep.
Really like.
Yeah.
It's not the song. It's not like, it's like, where's that cool breakdown part or that cool part that's cool and it makes you go, whoa, how'd they pull that off? But like, you're waiting for the part. Whereas like something like Helmsley, like, I mean, there's songs on there that, like, you know, get stuck in my head or like, you know, I gotta go and listen to that now.
Right.
So,
and then it sets up expectations too, because you like, if one of those tech bands wants to put like just kind of a strumming chord strange noise track on,
losers and sellouts.
What are you doing? Where's the noodle finger solo? You know what I mean? Like, kind of gets like, they're not allowed now because their expectations is to like. Use more protractors and jump through more hoops every song. After a while, it's like, okay, all right, whatever.
And a third one for me would be Earthship. Yeah, they put out Hollowed, and yeah, they're to me like a they got some of the tech element, but they're like laid back, like a pardon the grunge reference, but Alice in Chains.
Ooh, sorry, Jack.
So, yeah.
She goes,
but
no, I like Alice in Chains. I do.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's
now
like
we're, now we're cool.
It's like Alice in Chains vibe, like a lot of the harmonies and stuff they do, and it's not. I mean, I hate saying like, oh, the harsh vocals and clean vocal. It's like, because there's bands that like do that without ever having to like. I mean, you never think of like old Soundgarden as like, oh, he does clean vocals. Shut up. Chris Cornell sings. That's it. Right. That's all. Mm-hmm. Well, but no, his clean parts. Shut up. He's sick. Like, or Mike Patton or whatever. Like, I don't know. I get agitated about that, as you can tell. But Earthship does that really well. There's no like, oh, there's a clean vocal. No, it's the vocals throughout are like phenomenal. Just like in Alice in Chains. Like, there's mm-hmm. there's very little between the two. So
nice,
cool. And I have heard of none of those bands, so I'm gonna have to check those out now.
All right, fun,
look
cool.
What we're doing. Look at all the
yay.
Is it my turn now?
Mm.
Yep. Go.
I guess it's your show. Go ahead.
Get to embarrass myself now.
Oh, you get 10? What? This isn't fair.
Here's my top 25. I narrowed it down to 25.
Seth, Jackie, just put your mics on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. YouTube probably just, I'll be done and be like, where'd they go? They're not even in the hangout anymore. I'm going to throw this out there real quick. It just came out recently, and I just started listening to it within the past month or two, but for some reason, man, has it crawled under my skin. The new Ken Mode EP, Nerve. Has anyone listened to that yet?
No.
Nope. I love it.
I was just gonna say their last album really didn't do much for me, and so I kind of fell off of it. I appreciate what they do, the whole noisy kind of rockish stuff, but
they're just definitely heading down a path that I am enjoying. Like, I hear you that the third album from Ken Mode is kind of a departure from the first two, but they're actually heading in a weird. The vocals are almost becoming like snarky and snotty and kind of Jesus Lizardy for me, which is like right up my alley. They're kind of folding towards Daughters, in my opinion.
Ah,
which is
what? Now I have to revisit. All right.
Yeah, totally. I was like a huge Daughters fan.
I just like
Jackie. You got to see them recently, didn't you?
I did what? Actually. Yeah. I was actually kind of disappointed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that out loud, but I kind of was disappointed.
You're allowed to say anything you want online.
Wow.
Until you bash Daughters. Yeah. Goodbye. Click. No, I'm kidding.
No way.
Was it just because like you saw them like more years ago and then like,
I mean,
or whatever?
I think so. I think it was just like a number of different things. I think it was. Yeah, I've seen them like a bunch, like earlier, like way, like when they only had like their self-titled. Like I saw them when they were basically kind of like it's like a reincarnation of As the Sun Sets, who I love.
Right.
And then so they got weirder and weirder, and then they were just not doing anything for a while, and now they're back, and the singer is sober, which I maintain that bands only make good music when they're fucked up. And so every every band that gets sober or clean, like, you know, awesome for them because now they're healthy, but their music suffers for it. His stage presence was super weird. He was, like, super wooden. And honestly, they played, like, a lot of new stuff and not a lot of old stuff. And that makes me sound like an old piece of shit. But, yeah, like, I kind of, it wasn't, like, it was like, their shows used to be, like, batshit crazy.
Right.
And, like, and they, like, he's, like, he would just be, like, deep-throating the mic and, like, whatever, and, like, spitting all over everyone. And, like, he was just kind of, like, this polite guy in, like, a suit. Like, and so,
wow,
yeah,
see, because when I say the newest Ken Mode is kind of going in the direction of Daughters, I don't even mean musically so much, because Ken Mode is what Ken Mode is, but vocally,
yeah,
they kind of started going towards a little bit more of like that kind of talking, kind of beat poetry, talking, singing vibe, you know.
Yeah,
the Daughters guy used to have, like, I totally pictured, I've never seen him before, but I pictured the vocalist from Daughters kind of like with his mic in one hand and his hand up and the other one just kind of like, kind of like just plowing his way through songs. And I kind of don't care if you guys are into it or not. And, like, you know, quiet as a mouse. Remember that? He used to like purposely go out of his way to just be like, why would you leave that on the album? You know? And I feel like Ken Mode has gotten weirder in that direction, which is total. I'm vibing on it. I love it. I love that direction of it.
Nice.
I'm excited for it. You guys are going to listen to it and be like, this doesn't sound like Daughters. And that's not what I said. I just meant vocally. The third album in this EP, I feel like he's rolling that way. That's all.
Twitter. What a jerk.
I know. I am a jerk. Jackie, if you're a huge old school Daughters fan, does that mean, are you the first guest that will finally say that you've heard of the Cancer Conspiracy?
I think I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. They're one of my favorites. No one knows who the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The guitarist.
I know the name for sure. I don't think I've ever heard them, though.
Three-piece instrumental band. The guitarist went on to be in Daughters. And
oh, word.
Yep.
Oh, my God. They have an album called The Audio Medium that I will put it in my top five ever.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Super big.
That would be the album. That would be one of the albums I run back into my burning house to get.
Yeah, I have some of those.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. That and all my Sting albums.
Oh. Oh boy.
No.
Oh boy.
What do you have against Sting?
Yo, seriously?
I'm being dead serious.
Honestly, I think I hate him a lot because he fucking sings the song Roxanne, and I don't know if I hate any song more than I hate that song.
I don't know if you want to come hang out in the studio then, Jackie. I have every Police album on the wall, every 7-inch. They're my favorite band ever.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And I, too, am also tired of the song Roxanne, but I love Police. I love Sting solo stuff. I get beat the shit out of me all the time for that, and I just don't care.
Hey, man. I
love him.
I don't care. I don't care if you like him. I don't like him.
Right.
Yeah.
So now Travis talks about his new favorite Sting album this year.
Sting came out with a new album this year, and I absolutely love the first single, and I haven't given the full album a chance to marinate yet. It kind of just came out a couple months ago, and I just haven't gotten to a lot of new music yet, because frankly I've been too busy listening to the new Zayo, because it's amazing.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I want to put Zayo as my number one album of the year, but a lot of people are going to put Zayo on their list, so I'm purposely not going to put them on there, but I am going to throw it out there. I think Well Intentioned Virus is the best album they ever made. Just saying. Jackie, have you heard?
For sure.
I don't think I've listened to Zayo in probably like 10 years.
It's a
right
now. This month in particular is a great time to start back up. Yep.
Okay. I mean, isn't there a picture of the singer floating around wearing a Metal Band Camp gift club shirt? I believe I saw once.
There was a picture of Scott wearing.
Guitar player.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made he wore that to a festival in Texas and we were like, "Thanks
for Yeah,
that.
That's awesome. Now we're famous."
Yes, we are. Well, you are. It's your shirt.
And that really do much.
Going down my list here. I mean, yeah. I gotta go.
Avenged Sevenfold. I knew it.
Shut up.
I gotta go.
Candiria. While they were.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Candiria hoodie right now. Not only was he a guest on the show, and John's rad, and those guys. I've loved them since before they started, like as they just started to break way, way, way back in the day. I've loved Candiria this entire time, and I never lost faith in them, even when they took ridiculous amounts of time off after the accident, that kind of thing. But they've gone through all kinds of weird iterations with, oh, now they're doing more clean vocals. They're writing more standard songs. Everybody gave them that. They got thrown through the ringer for that too. And I was like, yeah, but they're still awesome. They're still doing what they do. Like, when people say, okay, here's my Candiria thing. When people say, this band is heavily influenced by metal and jazz and fusion and stuff like that, I feel like most bands, they have, parts where they're, they're going to do metal, and then they're going to do fusion, and then they're going to do jazz. And that, you know what I mean? They don't write all that kind of stuff into each other.
Candiria. Here's the weird jazz breakdown.
Right. Candiria, literally goes into with horns and everything. They totally go we're going jazz. Listen to this. And I think it would hold up, really. And Carly is doing more clean vocals now and singing and everything. I love them. And this new album is surprisingly good. Not that I thought, oh, they're not going to be that good now, especially since Ken left the band and everything. But I mean, I guess I knew I was going to love the album anyway, because they have a place in my heart. I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. I think it holds its own. And for a younger fan that never heard of Candiria before, because there was a huge gap between albums, and this is the first one they hear, I think it holds up, you know? Yep, I love it. I'm going to write Candiria now. Yeah. And my third one, Dysrhythmia.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I slept on that.
Whoa, now.
Yep. I'm actually. Really? Yeah, I'm actually flaking on what the album's called. It's The Veil of. Ah, shit. Dysrhythmia. Hold on. Let me look it up. It was good. Dead Air. Uh-oh, Seth. Dead Air.
Boy, great, great top album. Going. What's up, Travis? Come on.
Yeah, way to go. I'll never get 40,000 downloads a week at this rate. The Veil of Control. I totally slept on it and didn't realize that they had a new album out until I talked to Kevin, their guitarist, maybe about a month ago for the show. Yeah. And in doing research, I was like, oh my God, like I love this rhythm. And they have a new album that just came out in September and I totally slept on it. I missed it. So I immediately ran out and started listening to it. I can't stop listening to it. I love the new Dysrhythmia album, and it's only like a month old in my head. I love this record.
Mm-hmm.
It is, they've gotten so dark and weird and interesting and to borrow one of Jackie's terms, I think there's a lot of atmospheric kind of stuff in it. I can tell that Gore Guts is rubbing off on Kev. You know what I mean? Early Dysrhythmia stuff is really quirky, almost tongue-in-cheek weird at times, but this new stuff is really, really cool. I love it. So I'm going to go Ken Mode EP, Candiria, and Dysrhythmia.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check out that Dysrhythmia album. I did not know they had a new one.
See? I don't think they said anything. I think they just put it out and he's like, okay, I'm going back out.
Yeah.
It's
what is weird. Like previous Earthship stuff, I think they put out something in 2013 or 2014. I forget. But like, I had no idea that they had an album out. Like, I just stumbled upon it. I'm like, well, how did I not know about this?
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
How'd you find it? Bandcamp?
Oh, how did I find it? Yeah, I think it was just some Bandcamp strolling around. Or maybe, I don't think anyone mentioned it on Twitter. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like, I mean, here and there, like, stuff on Twitter, which is so hit or miss for me.
Right.
Because people who I follow and stuff like that are more into that black metal kind of stuff, which I'm just not into at all. And just fine. But you know, I think it's fine. I hope it's fine. I hope everyone can still stomach me as a friend.
Stomach you.
Well, you know, it's just, you know. Oh, you call yourself a metalhead. What do you mean you don't like the blah, whatever, so.
I have to admit, usually when,
yeah, it can be.
Like when Jackie mentioned Finland, when bands cross over into the face painting stuff, I don't even mean it as face painting things. I don't care. They can wear freaking clown wigs, or I don't care. But that genre,
I think there are bands like that,
which would be fun to watch. I'd love to watch them. But I think like when you cross over into the face painting stuff, that style, I, and again, it's got nothing to do with the outfits or the white face or whatever like that. But that just I get lost. I get lost on it too. I would much rather listen to I'll take Obscura, techie, mathy, crazy, slap and pop bass line underneath. I'm just not into that kind of stuff either. Once in a while I hear something that I'm like, wow, that's really cleanly produced and it sounds good, and that's usually one of my biggest complaints about it. I hate to sound like an elitist, but some of that stuff is recorded so bad. I don't know what's going on. I sound like my mom. It just sounds like noise. But it does. It kind of just sounds like static shitty noise.
That's the stupid point behind it. I mean, it's like they all the stuff from like the early like first wave black metal, like it's all recorded like shit because that's all they had. And like now they have like all those bands that want their stuff to sound like shit, because of the old stuff. It's like right. matching a style. They had no idea what they were doing. And so it was like an accident that I sent on like fucking garbage. And now you have people recording shit. Like this is my go-to metaphor for like shit recording. It's like you recorded it through a Nerf football in your mom's basement.
Right.
And like, you do it on purpose. It's just so stupid.
Can I ask you, Jackie, about to change gears a second, if that's okay, Travis? I don't want to derail your show too much.
I will allow it.
Depends, Seth. Are you gonna ask me okay. how old I am?
Oh, Jackie.
No, I'm not. All right. No, I'm not. I wanted to touch on like because you made the logo for a podcast that I work with Becky and Megan called On the Rag Again.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you made that logo for us, and it was pretty awesome. I think maybe some creative folk might appreciate this in a way, but like with doing stuff like that, like getting involved in projects and stuff like that, because your writing touched upon like client work, chasing down bills and this and that. And I know there's a lot of people, a lot of writers, a lot of designers and stuff like that are always like facing free work, like for the exposure and stuff like that. I just want to know how you as a designer like feel about that. I think I know how you feel about that, but if you can vocalize that a bit for some younger designers or writers or artists out there that might not know too much.
I mean, well, there's free work, and right. then there's work that you do because you want to.
Right.
Yeah. There is. You know, like if I do the logo for, you know, Metal Band Camp Gift Hub or On the Rag Again, it's just, I guess I, you know, I like what people are doing and I want to, you know, like contribute, and that's really all it comes down to it. And it's something that's not going to take me forever to do. And I'm very happy to lend, you know, my services to something that I think is awesome. On the Rag Again is fantastic. So I was very happy to help out. Yeah. And work that is free work, spec work, I don't know, whatever people want to call it. I have four words to say. Fuck you, pay me. Ooh. Don't ever work for free.
Yes.
Don't ever do that shit. Ever. If someone is like, well, you know, it's like really cool, we'll pay you in cool points. You can't eat cool points, you can't use cool points to put a roof over your head. You can't buy a Subway card with cool points. Fuck you. Pay people. If you don't have money, you don't get shit. That's how it works.
You tap the nerve, Seth.
Which is interesting. No, it's good. It's funny because like a handful of those, oh, well, we don't have money, fucking do have money. They're just not giving it to you, which is the sucky part. Like they're paying the bills for what they got to do and take out clients and stuff like that. But then you want free stuff. No, that doesn't work like that.
So. No, I mean, they don't understand the type of work that goes into, you know, creative, you know, the creative industry. They don't like value it at all. And they make that clear. And like, why would you want to work with a client that doesn't value what you do? It's not worth it.
Right.
In any way.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I've never once gone to the farmer's market and been like, hey man, I'll tell you what, why don't you give me all these cucumbers and tomatoes for free, and I will tell all my friends that you are the nicest dude in. Because cool points didn't work with him, so why is it okay for somebody who, well, you sit at a computer all day, so I mean, like, that's different. Why is it different?
It's just like, press a button. Come on. Just press a button. Yeah, the I think that's especially like, God, when I think about it, like I wasn't even planning it, but back in 2001, like starting BuzzGrinder and stuff like that, it was never of like, especially like working with other writers and stuff like that. It was never a matter of how can we make this work and turn it into a job? And it was just like, let's work with neat people on neat stuff. And it turns out, I think that's a thing too, is like that doesn't just magically overnight turn into like a magical career, but you got to do that shit for a while, and then cool stuff happens. And I mean, yeah. I think that's the way the choosing who you work alongside with and stuff and contribute to and stuff. That's an important distinction, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Jackie, when Seth asked you that, and your four-word answer had a little bit of angst behind it, I couldn't help it. Care to share any experiences as to what led you to that you care to drive that you drove that point home, like you hit that ball so hard it hasn't landed yet. So what happened out there? Who hurt you? Who did this?
I will not name any names.
No, I don't want
to. No, there will be no names. But I mean, honestly, I've actually been really lucky where I've been paid pretty well and pretty like on time by a lot of my clients. I think a lot of my anger actually comes from people around me who are artists and writers and designers who are, I feel like they're taken advantage of by the people that they work for, whether it's like a site and they write, or like they're an artist and they do artwork for bands. Like they get dicked around so much, and it really pisses me off. And it's like, well, you know, someone will be like, well, we have like $200. Can I get a logo? And it's like, first of all, that's fucking nothing. And just like, how dare you like undervalue someone's work and like, I don't know. And then, you know, you like do, I don't know, three rounds of, you know, band logo or whatever. And, you know, the band guy is like not happy with it, so he just doesn't want to pay you. Like, that's not how it works, you know. And I guess like I get so sick of seeing my friends like be like pissed off and like they can't pay their rent and like, you know, they're broke and like, you know, they're just like, what, they're like, you know, it's been 6 weeks and I haven't gotten paid or whatever it is. It's like, it's just, it's really frustrating to watch that happen, and it happens a lot.
Yeah.
So
yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and so you watched that Mike Montero video, right? Fuck you, pay me. For Mule Design.
I don't think so.
It's just the designer guy named Mike Montero, I think, of Mule Design, and he did one of those like creative morning talks or whatever like that called "Fuck You, Pay Me."
Oh yeah,
that's awesome. Fantastic.
No, yeah. It's
perfect. Yeah, and it really, I mean, I know he talked a lot about that of lawyers and like contracts and stuff like that, like super important stuff.
Yeah,
especially in this day of age of like so many places, like just, you know, looking for cheap design work or cheap writing or cheap this and cheap that. Like,
yeah,
it's,
you have to protect yourself. I keep like trying to drill into everyone's head, like make a contract, send it, and have your clients agree to it. Because otherwise, you have no legally binding thing, and it's just like, it's like a free for all, and they don't have to pay you, and then you have no grounds to, you know, sue them or whatever. But not that anyone's going to take anyone to court or whatever. But like, still, it's just important to protect yourself.
Right, and it's also too of like, I have this contract, and like if the client is surprised by that, like, oh, we have to sign that. That's a red flag right there. Yeah, like,
totally.
Yeah,
maybe, and like, also,
we shouldn't
like,
be entering into this.
But if you start off the relationship, you know, it always starts off with an email. Hey, like, I want some work, and like, you know, you have all these like grandiose ideas of like doing awesome work for this person, and then you know, you like, you're like right off the bat, you're like, here's a contract, you know, please agree to the terms, blah blah blah. And also like, if it's a good client, it sets up a good business relationship where like there's mutual respect, and they know that you're going to be all business like up front, and you know, to make sure that they respect you and the work that you do. That's important.
Yeah. I mean, not just the elephant in the room of everything that's crazy in America right now, but even just like, hey, hey, this new album came out. Oh, that album sucks. No, you suck. And it's like, geez, like,
right.
I don't need to be there for that.
Right. So. If the entire planet all agreed at one time to pull a giant switch that disabled comments for everything, and it was just a matter of putting content out there and not It's out there now. Go research it. Right. There's no way. There's no way right. to comment like the new album's not as good as shut. it's out. Go enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then right. put it back down and don't right. say anything. Just move along. Like Jackie, Seth, and I just mentioned this. Like it would be like all three of us go out to eat at a buffet, right? I'm just gonna go pull all the food that I don't like. And then sit down at the table and bitch at you two about how much I don't like this food.
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Dude, there was a whole salad bar full of food that you like. But you purposely picked Brussels sprouts, lima beans, and asparagus. So you could come back here and piss and moan about how much you don't like it. Like, get the fuck away from me with your nonsense, you know?
Dude, it's a perfect right. metaphor. People are the worst.
Like, can you believe this? Can you believe they put this out here? This stuff's disgusting. Why did you pick it up? Well, shut up. You know, it's like, ugh, I'm too old for this stuff. I just feel like, check out this new album. I did. I don't like it very much. So that's where that ended for me. I'm going to move along now. Go back and listen to Ken Mode or something. Like, I don't want to put out a whole 500-word diatribe about how much I don't like the new Metallica. I just decided to not buy it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Move along, man, you know?
Tell people to get off the internet. Just have a life.
Oh, my God. Jackie, have you been spying on me and Travis's phone calls?
Yeah, really. I feel like you've been listening in.
I mean, definitely not.
Thought I heard breathing, yeah, Seth. Yeah, yeah. Remember? That was weird.
Well, it wasn't until a public podcast that you told me the creepy boxer short story, but still.
Oh, man.
If that's not proof that I don't care what anybody thinks of me, then
I know. But yeah, get off the internet. Yeah, we've been talking about that quite a bit of, like, you know, spending time away. You know, you go make something, go put it on the internet maybe when it's done. Like, hey, here it is, and then go off and make the next thing or whatever. Do the next thing. So.
Right.
Yep.
So we're all agreed. We were just discussing that earlier. Like, you have to utilize it as a tool. It's there. You can't do anything without a computer or without the internet now. Like, you just can't, unless you're like making jewelry at a flea market or something like that. Like, I understand you don't need a Facebook page for that, but like,
well, you can have an online store though.
Yeah,
that's true. That Etsy or something. But
Etsy,
you have to have the you have to have the discipline. Like, I admire Seth. Like, man, I don't know if anybody's even listening to this stuff anymore, but like, I admire Seth.
Oh, they're listening.
He cracks his laptop open and he does all this freelance work and he maintains his skull toaster and all that kind of stuff and everything. And then he closes it and he walks away and he goes out into the woods and he gets as far away, lost into a new part of the woods that he can as often as he can, just to go out and feel those different rhythms rather than just like staring at this digital thing. And
let me open up a new tab and open up Facebook. Like, that's the last thing. That's the most unhealthiest thing I could do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get away from this.
Yeah. I love that. I wish I could just like slam my laptop closed at work and just go walk in the woods.
Yeah.
Well, both have their pros and cons. You know, full-time work is, you know.
Yeah, and bears.
You know, your job pays 50% of your Social Security and Medicare tax. I have to pay 100%. But, yes, I can go wander off into the woods and hopefully not beaten by a bear. So.
Yeah.
Seth, hang in there for like 4 more weeks, and then America's going to be great again. That'll all get fixed.
Oh, I know.
Yo.
I know.
What?
I'm kidding.
Tap another nerve.
not a nerve, just a let's leave politics at the door and talk about how awesome music is, because holy right shit on. yeah
you're right, yeah. You're right, that was me.
Music and cool design and nice shirts. Yeah, way to go. This is what happens when we fly too close to the sun. I just discussing Facebook.
Yeah, I just bumped up against the scary there. I took a mirror off. I'm sorry. I'm back over here now.
Oof. All right.
Man.
All right, cool. Are we done? Are we good? Anybody have anything else to say?
I'm good. Jackie?
I think I'm good.
Jackie, did you have fun?
Do you have anything?
Was this terrible?
Yeah.
This was super fun.
Super fun.
Jackie, do you have anything? Do you have any projects, neat stuff lined up for 2017? You gonna make some new stuff?
Honestly, I don't have anything lined up that's worth talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I wish I did.
Well, are you interested in making a new logo for my podcast for free? Is that cool?
If you didn't hear me before.
Gonna rewind this part. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of spaced out.
Timestamp.
You said you do logos for free. Is that what I missed that?
Yes.
You're on Fiverr? Logos for $5, right?
Cool. Oh my God. Oh, no.
That's awesome. So, Jackie, Orange Demon. What was the name of that band again?
Aranci Pazuzu.
Aranci Pazuzu.
Yep.
Sleepwalker and.
Noir.
Uh
huh.
Next time. Next year, can you pick stuff that's easier to pronounce so I don't sound like an idiot?
Definitely not.
Cool. Perfect. That Bloodiest, Helms Alee, and Earthship. And my three picks that'll piss everybody off was Ken Mode, Candiria, and Earthship. There you go. There's nine albums that I hope nobody's ever heard before and they go check out because of this show. Jackie, thanks so much for coming on. It was awesome finally meeting you. Thank you for doing the Metal Bandcamp Gift Club logo, and thanks for being a part of that. You're awesome. Seriously, that's so cool that you did that.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad to be here.
And Seth, I'll probably talk to you in like 20 minutes or a weekend. Goo-goo. I wrote it down.
As the story grows.
We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.